Well, welcome to the drive-through edition of the My 104.3 High School Scoreboard Podcast as the Ithaca Yellow Jackets are the only mid-Michigan football team that we have left in the area. And boy, they sure showed me a lot this Saturday. I was able to go to the game at Mount Pleasant's Community Memorial Stadium as the Ithaca Yellow Jackets took on Traverse City St. Francis in the Division 7 state semifinals. And Traverse City could not get anything going. Coming into this game, you'd think some bad weather would have favored that running team. But instead, Ithaca just really showed their versatility. And holy cow, they were unbelievable on defense. Traverse City St. Francis couldn't get a thing going when they tried throwing the ball downfield. There was 3-4 Yellow Jacket defenders there. Seemed like every time they tried to run the ball to the outside, there were 3-4 Yellow Jacket defenders there. Didn't really get to see a whole lot from that Ithaca passing attack and Joey Bentley, but he showed his versatility, as I mentioned, just being able to keep the ball on the ground. And the Ithaca Yellow Jackets really showed their experience just being able to play playoff football here in late November. Good luck to those Ithaca Yellow Jackets as they will take on Jim Conway's alma mater, Jackson Loomis Christie, who beat Warren Michigan Collegiate 44-12 today. What a game it's going to be next Friday at Ford Field at 4:30 p.m. If you don't got to work, I highly recommend anybody from mid-Michigan go root on those Ithaca Yellow Jackets. We're pretty lucky here in mid-Michigan to have one of the most outstanding football programs in the country. Congratulations to Terry Hesbrook and the rest of those Ithaca Yellow Jackets. Now, with those state finals coming up next week, you can watch a lot of those games on Fox Sports Detroit. I'm just going to kind of tell you who's playing in what division. Division 8, Saginaw Novell, a team that knocked off Sacred Heart last 2 weeks of the season, will take on Ottawa Lake Whiteford. That game will be next Friday at 10 a.m. Saginaw Novell had to go all the way up to the Superior Dome, despite being the more highly ranked team, to take out Iron River West County. But that super long bus ride didn't faze them as they were victorious 17-14. As I mentioned, they will take place in that state championship game next Friday. Moving on to Division 7, Pauoma Westphalia took out Lake City today 51-8. Just absolutely blasted the Trojans after the Trojans ended the season of Breckenridge last week. They will take on Sagatok, who was victorious 14-7 over Madison Heights Madison, who had the most playoff points coming into the game. It should be an outstanding final between Pauoma Westphalia and Sagatok. That game will be next Saturday at 10 a.m. We already talked about the Division 6 final and Ithaca. Moving on to the Division 5 final. What a game this will be. Saginaw Swan Valley beat Reed City 29-14. They will take on that Division 5 powerhouse known as Grand Rapids West Catholic. That game will be next Saturday at 4:30 p.m. at Ford Field. And in Division 4, it's going to be Edwardsburg versus Grand Rapids Catholic Central. Grand Rapids Catholic Central defeated Escanaba 24-0. Escanaba was the team that knocked out Elma in the district final round. River Rouge fell to Edwardsburg 32-21 to set up this final. That game will be next Thursday at 7:30 p.m. In Division 3, it has been all Muskegon Reds. They have won their last two games by a combined score of 101-0. Not something you see happen very often when you get this far, especially in the Division 3 playoffs. They're going to take on Farmington Hills Harrison, one of the most storied football programs in our state, and they're actually not going to be a school next year, so they're looking to close out their football program on a very positive note. Moving down to Division 2, this is where you would see the Midland Dows, if they were able to make it this far. It's Livonia Franklin versus Warren De La Salle. That game will be next Thursday at 1 p.m. And the big old Division 1 final is going to feature Clarkston versus West Bloomfield. After West Bloomfield beat Detroit Caztec 9-7, Detroit Catholic Central fell to Clarkston 27-7. That game will take place next Saturday with a 1 p.m. kickoff. And if you're worried about this high school scoreboard podcast ending, don't worry, because it is not. I'm going to change things up a little bit. You can't really get those basketball scores like you do the football scores. So starting in just a few weeks, once basketball season really gets rolling, I will be doing the My 104.3 High School Scoreboard Spotlight, talking with a coach, team from the area. Might be a basketball team. Heck, could be a wrestling team. You never know. You're just going to have to tune in every Monday evening for the My 104.3 High School Scoreboard Spotlight with yours truly, Chris Spachman. Thanks for joining me all football season long as I ran down that action for you. I'll be back in a couple weeks. We'll be talking with Sacred Heart Academy head coach Damon Brown about his girls basketball team that went all the way to the state finals last year to fall to Pittsburgh. However, they didn't lose anybody on that team. There was not one senior, so it should be an exciting year for Sacred Heart Academy basketball. And we'll talk a lot about it here in just a couple weeks. Make sure you stay with me all winter long as we take a look at high school sports here in mid-Michigan on my 104.3.net.